耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
A few weeks ago, Paul M. Langone, an academy-trained licensed special officer.
几个星期以前，有一个叫 Paul Langone 的人，他是一个专业的这个受过训练的特工。
Who was off duty while he encountered a horrific scene?
他没有上班，但是呢，他他确实带了枪，然后他看见一个很可怕的场面。
A patient brutally stabbing Dr. Astrid DeRoges at the Massachusetts General Hospital Bipolar Clinical and Research Program.
在麻州总医院的精神病的分院，有一个病人，他用刀非常严重的刺伤了Dr. Astrid。
Mr. Langone came to the rescue and ultimately shot and killed the attacker.
这个兰总先生呢，就马上的拔枪相助，他呢就开枪打死了这个病人。
There has been some debate whether Mr. Langone is a hero or not, whether he should be considered a hero or not.
实际上呢，后来有一些争议，这个兰总先生他到底是不是一个英雄呢？
Personally, I consider him a hero. Dr. DeRoges is still healing, but she is alive today.
我自己认为他是一个英雄。那这个医生呢，他现在还是在恢复中间，但是呢，他是被得救了。
A hero is a man noted for his, admired for his courage, nobility, or exploits.
英雄是一个人，他的勇敢，他的高尚，还有他的功绩是被人称颂的。
Whether you consider Paul Langone to be a hero or not,
不管你认为 Paul Langone 先生他是不是一个英雄，
I hope to consider you of a true hero in which there is no debate.
我今天希望给大家介绍一个真正的英雄，我认为没有争议的真正的英雄。
I hope to convince you of a true hero.
我希望我能够让你完全的相信。
When you think of biblical heroes, which names come to your mind?
当你想象当你思考圣经中的英雄人物的时候，有哪些人物显现在你的脑海里呢？
Joshua, David, Gideon.
是约书亚呢？基甸呢？还是大卫呢？
Or in the New Testament, John the Baptist, Peter, or Stephen.
或者在新约里面，施洗约翰呢？彼得呢？斯提凡呢？或者是耶稣。
I would like to introduce a biblical character that you may not have ever thought of as a hero.
我想给大家介绍一个圣经里面的人物，你可能以前从来没有想过他会被认为是一个英雄。
The disciple Matthew is one of my favorite people in the entire Bible.
使徒马太是我在圣经中最喜欢的一个人物之一。
Although he is the author of the very first book of the New Testament and one of the 12 disciples,
尽管他是实际上在写了新约里面的第一本书，同时呢，他也是十二使徒之一。但是呢，我认为他是一个无名英雄。
I consider him to be an unsung hero.
我认为他是一个无名英雄。
How many times do you think Matthew's name is mentioned in the Bible?
你们知道马太的名字在圣经中出现过多少次吗？
Only two times.
只有两次。
Matthew's name is listed when all the other 12 disciples are listed.
第一次是当提到十二个门徒的时候，他的名字在那里出现。
In the brief encounter with Jesus we will look at this morning.
还有今天早上我们读到的经文里面，他见到耶稣。
James and John are mentioned many times.
他们在圣经里面提到过许多许多次。
And Peter is mentioned 54 times.
彼得在新约里面提到过54次。
Matthew is not mentioned during any of Jesus' greatest moments.
马太他在耶稣的这些很重要的时刻的描述中间没有被提到。
Like the transfiguration, the crucifixion or the resurrection.
比如说登山变相钉十字架和复活。
Actually, Jesus had already called his first disciples.
实际上耶稣在他看见马太以前他已经是召集了他的第一批的门徒。
Healed the sick.
已经医治了很多生病的。
Preached the greatest sermon ever preached.
已经给了他的这个世界上最好的布道。
Calmed the storm.
让暴风雨停息。
And healed two demon-possessed men and the paralytic.
并且是医治了被魔鬼附住的两个人，同时呢也是医治了瘫痪病的人。
Before he even called Matthew.
他做了这些事都是在他呼召马太以前。
As I mentioned earlier, even though Matthew is one of the authors of the greatest story ever told,
就跟我刚才提到的，尽管马太是写了这一本世界上几乎可以说是最伟大的故事的书，
he almost completely leaves himself out.
他同时也是完全的没有把他自己就是写进去。
He is even not listed among the disciples who are known for something questionable.
他也不是在圣经里面经常提到的这些有这个爱问问题的使徒。
Like doubting Thomas or betraying Judas.
比如说爱怀疑的多马或者是背叛的犹大。
Matthew is not highlighted.
马太从来没有被强调过。
He sort of fades into the background. He's a regular kind of guy.
他好像是被淡化在这个圣经的故事里面，他好像就是一个普通人。
But Matthew also has a dark side.
但是马太他也有他的阴暗面。
Open your Bibles to Matthew 9 verses 9 through 13.
让我们再一次打开圣经，我们一起来看马太福音九章九到十三节。
Let's pick up our story for this morning.
让我们再看一下我们今天早上要看的这个故事。
Matthew 9:9a.
马太福音第九章第九节。
As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth.
耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上。
He is a tax collector.
他是个税吏。
Matthew's dark side is his occupation.
马太的阴暗面是他的职业。
A tax collector at that time was hated.
一个收税人税吏在那个时代是被人憎恶的。
Especially by the Jews.
尤其是被犹太人所仇恨的。
He had the most despised job in town.
他实际上是有一个最受人藐视的工作。
He was the local IRS guy.
他就好像是我们现在的这个联邦税局的工作人员。
Tax collectors were considered dishonest and untrustworthy.
税吏在那个时候被认为是不诚实的，而且是不值得信任的。
And most were also filthy rich.
在那个时候的税吏也很多人都是不正当的富有。
Tax collectors were also notorious for overcharging.
那个时候的税吏也是臭名昭著因为他们经常多收税。
Think about this.
想一想这样的事情。
Matthew was Jewish, taxing his very own people.
马太本来是犹太人，但是呢，他向他同族的人收税。
He may have even taxed the other disciples as they brought in their daily catch of fish.
他可能也向他自己的这些使徒收过税，当他们把他们捕到的鱼每天带到岸边的时候。
Tax collectors were hired by the hated Roman government.
这些税吏呢？他们是被当时罗马的政府所雇佣的。
The Romans to the Jews were arrogant, irreligious, and hated.
犹太人很仇恨这些罗马人，因为他们非常的骄傲，自高自大，而且是反宗教的。
Tax collectors were not the kind of people that people like to have as friends.
税吏在那个时候不是一般的人，他们希望成为朋友的人。
This makes Jesus' encounter with Matthew all the more puzzling.
这个就是我们看到这个故事，耶稣见到马太这样的一个故事，带来了一些迷惑性。
But Jesus noticed Matthew.
但是耶稣他在所有人中间，他就看见了马太。
Matthew 9:9b.
马太福音第九章第九节下半部分。
Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him.
就对他说，你跟从我来，他就起来跟从了耶稣。
Jesus said to Matthew, follow me.
耶稣对马太说，你来跟从我。
And Matthew got up and followed him.
马太马上就站起来，马上就跟从他。
The other disciples were probably thinking, what is Jesus doing?
其他在场的使徒可能在想，耶稣到底在做什么。
But to their surprise, Matthew got up and left all that money on the table and followed Jesus.
但是他们很惊奇的是，马太马上就放下他做的事情，桌上所有的钱，马上就跟从了耶稣。
But what happened next really got all the people gossiping.
但是真正在那一天以后发生的那一天发生的事情，实际上给很多人造成了更多的这个闲话。
Matthew 9:10.
马太福音九章十节。
While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples.
耶稣在屋里坐席的时候，有好些税吏和罪人来，与耶稣和他的门徒一同坐席。
Let's look at this dinner closely.
让我们来看一下这一个晚餐。
First of all,A dinner back then was more like a party.
我首先想解释的是，在那个时候的晚餐更像一个大的聚会。
It was a very social event.
是一个非常的这个普遍的社交的一个环境。
Dinner was a time to slow down and to linger.
晚餐是大家完全的这个放松，大家一起享受的时间。
Even the posture of reclining at a low table lent itself to dinners lasting hours at a time.
你会看到有很多人就是躺着卧着在那个桌子上面，一般的晚餐都会有几个小时这么长。
Dinners consisted of lots of laughing, conversation, eating, and drinking.
那个时候的晚餐包括了很多的这个笑话呀，大家的谈论啊，吃啊，喝呀。
Today, oftentimes we eat our dinner and then go out for the entertainment.
今天呢，我们实际上是常常先吃完晚餐，然后呢，我们再去做娱乐的事情。
Back then, the dinner was the entertainment.
在那个时候，晚餐本身就是娱乐。
Matthew's friends were in similar lines of work and with similar interests.
马太的朋友都是那些有同样工作的人，而且他们都是有共同兴趣的人。
They are called the tax collectors and the sinners.
他们被称为税吏和罪人。
The drunkards, crooks, and troublemakers of the town.
他们被称为醉酒的人、奸诈的人和经常闯祸的人。
And I'm sure they felt.At ease and able to enjoy themselves.
我想他们可能在那个时候都是非常的这个自由，也是在享受那样很好的时间。
And there were a lot of them there.
有很多这样的人在那里。
Another gospel records that Matthew held a great banquet for Jesus at his house.
在另外一本福音书里面记载，马太就是有这样的一个盛大的宴席，在他家里面为了耶稣。
So here you have it, a huge party.
So, 现在你看到的就是一个大的聚会。
Full of life and gusto.
有各种各样形形色色的人。
Complete with a rabbi, a convert, and a bunch of his rowdy friends.
同时里面也有耶稣，也有刚信主的马太，还有他的一大帮乌七八糟的人。
What a strange mix.
一个很奇怪的这个这样的一组人。
But it's about to get even stranger.
但是呢，所以就是这样，他会故事变得更加的奇怪。
Something is about to upset this party.
有一件事情马上就要发生，使得这个聚会变得有一些这个混乱。
Or should I say somebody, religious people?
我也许应该说是有一些人会让这个聚会，有一些宗教的人会让这个聚会变得混乱。
Religious people uninvited come to the show up at this party.
有很宗教背景的人，他们突然出现在这个聚会上面。
Matthew 9:11。
我们来看一下马太福音九章十一节。
When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
法利赛人看见，就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和罪吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？”
Who are these guys, the Pharisees?
这些法利赛人是什么样的人呢？
These are the church leaders, the ones who are doing things right.
这些是当时教会的领导者，当时总是做正确事情的人。
They were protecting the religious system that helped people follow God.
他们实际上在保护当时的宗教的这个系统，让人都顺从上帝。
To keep to the straight and narrow.
让人都走上这个一条这个直路，窄的直路。
And why were they so upset?
为什么他们看见这个聚会会被激怒呢？
I suspect it was not solely that Jesus was in evil territory.
我想不完全是因为耶稣就是在这种邪恶的这些环境里面。
But that he seemed to be enjoying it.
而且是因为耶稣他还是挺喜欢，并且在那有很好的时间在这个聚会里面。
They must have been thinking,
他们可能这样想，
We knew he was soft on sin.
我们知道他对这个罪好像不是很严格对待的。
He's condoning these sinful behaviors.
他好像在很容易宽恕这些犯罪的人。
First he turns water into wine, and now he's partying with the drunkards.
开始他把这些水变成酒，那现在呢，他又是与这些醉酒的人一起的聚会。
He's definitely on the slippery slope.
他是真正的是在往下滑，往醉的这个境地里面滑。
What about the other partygoers?
那我们想一想这个聚会里面其他的人呢？
They must have been thinking, why did you guys have to show up?
他们可能在想，为什么你们这些法利赛人要现在出现呢？
And who do you think you are, judging and condemning us?
你们自己是什么样的人呢？你们有什么样的权利来判断和谴责我们呢？
We may have our faults, but at least we admit them.
我们可能有自己的错和罪过，但是我们认识并且我们承认他们。
You, on the other hand, never admit that you do anything wrong.
你们法利赛人在另外一方面，你们从来不承认你们做了任何的错事。
You do not get drunk with wine, but you are intoxicated with yourself.
你们并没有因为你们并没有醉酒，但是呢，你们却是沉醉在你们自己的中间。
Full of pride and self-importance.
沉醉在你们自己的这个骄傲和以自我为意的中间。
You kill people with your stares.
你们用你们的目光来杀人。
You look great on the outside, but on the inside, I don't feel any love.
你们在外面看起来很像样，但是在里面我没有感觉到任何的爱。
You want me to come to the synagogue and be like you?
你想让我去到你们的聚会所，跟你们一样吗？
Why should I waste my time?
我为什么要浪费我的时间呢？
Why don't you go back to your meaningless church activities?
你为什么不就是回到你自己？
No one in.
去做那些没有意义的这些教会的仪式呢？
No one invited you.
也没有人邀请你们到这里来。
We were having a great time until you came.
我们知道你们来以前，我们有很好的在这边时间。
Do you feel the tension in the room?
你们能够感触到在屋子里面紧张的空气吗？
The tension in the room was palpable.
在这个张力是完全可以触知的。
It must have been like a group of Red Sox and Yankee fans being forced to watch an important game together.
就好像你让这个Red Sox 或者是 Yankee 这两个棒球队的球迷，强让他们在一个屋子里面看同一场比赛。
Let's stop for a minute.
让我们在这里先停一分钟。
If you were at that party,
如果你在那个聚会里面。
Who would you be sitting with?
你愿意和谁坐在一起呢？
Who are you most comfortable with?
你跟谁你觉得最能够舒适呢？
Crooks and drunks or church folk?
是与那些奸诈的人坐在一起呢，还是与醉鬼坐在一起呢，还是与法利赛人坐在一起呢？
What is going to happen next?
下一步将会发生什么事情呢？
In whose side will Jesus take?
在他们争论的时候，耶稣会站在哪一边呢？
What Jesus is about to say will blow the party up sky high.
耶稣将要说的话会让这整个聚会成为一个好像是被爆炸的这样的一个场面。
Look at verses 12 and 13.
让我们一起来看经文十二节和十三节。
On hearing this, Jesus said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners."
耶稣看见就说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来并不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Go and learn was the ultimate put down.
你们去揣摩，这个耶稣所说的话是对他们的一个非常严肃的反驳。
It implies that these religious expertshave not even read the book of Hosea.
他好像在暗示像这些法利赛人，他们是好像从来没有读过何西阿书。
That would be like me correcting your pronunciation in Mandarin.
就好像我来纠正你们这个汉语的发音。
Or teaching you how to cook General Gao's chicken.
或者是教导你们如何来来做这个高将军的鸡。说什么？我东西什么东西？OK， 谢谢你。
These are the most learned people around.
这些是当时最有知识的人。
In fact, the entire purpose of their existence is to study and know the scriptures.
实际上他们当时的这个职业就是用来来研究并且来默记这些经文
in as much detail as humanly possible
并且是经过所有的很严格的很仔细的这个研究
they aren't called the experts in the law for nothing
他们是被称为律法的专家
what did they need to learn
他们还需要学什么呢
Jesus quotes the prophet Hosea.
耶稣在这里就用了何西阿先知的一句话。
I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
These words from Hosea were a biting critique of the people of Israel.
这些这个何西阿当时所说这话是当时责备以色列人。
After they had repeatedly forsaken the Lord and followed the gods of the surrounding nations.
当他们一次又一次的背弃上帝，并且是跟从了当时周围这些国家的神。
After being overtaken by Assyria,
当被亚述国所占领以后，
there was a movement among the people to try to get back on God's good side through religious activity.
当时在以色列人里面有一种运动，就是要回到神的那一边，通过这些祭祀的活动。
God was saying through Hosea that this behavior was not what he wanted.
神就是通过何西阿先知说，你们所做的这些事不是他所喜悦的。
Because it missed his very heart.
因为这不是他心里面所要的。
He did not want a bunch of religious sacrifices and burnt offerings.
他不想去看见这些宗教的牺牲或者是烧的这些供物。
Going through the spiritual motions.
特别是经过这些属灵的运动。
He wanted exhibits of genuine repentance seen in good deeds.
他希望看到是人们在心里面是有这种完全的悔改，并且有好的行为。
Done for the least of these, the marginalized.
坐在那些最小的兄弟身上，并且那些没人理会的人身上。
He wanted mercy to be lived out.
他希望看到就是良善还有这个怜悯，是成为我们的生命。
And this is what Jesus was trying to say to the Pharisees.
这就是耶稣他想对法利赛人所说的话。
They are missing the very heart of God.
他们没有做到这个神心里面想做的事情。
They are doing the things you do when you are religious.
他们做的事情是很宗教有关的。
Yet without any of the good deeds that reflect a tender heart towards God and those actually in need.
但是没有做到一个好的行为，它能够反映这个神的非常的敏锐的心，并且是照顾那些有需要的人。
God wants us to love every person he created.
神是希望我们爱每一个人，因为每一个人都是他自己所创造的。
This pleases his heart.
这样就会让他的心喜悦。
Can you imagine the gasps at the dinner crowd when Jesus spoke these words?
你可以想象当耶稣说完这些话以后，在聚会的人他们的那种喘气吗？
Here the Pharisees, in their self-important privileged position,
这里你看到法利赛人在他们那种有特权的自以为意的那种地位。
In the presence of the worst of society, the tax collectors and sinners,
但是呢，是在当时社会中的这种底层的人中间，那些税吏和罪人，
being called out by Jesus,
当众就是被耶稣所谴责，而且当着这些所有的最底层的人。
In Matthew and his friends being sought after and even accepted.
而同时呢，马太和他的朋友被耶稣所接受，而且是被耶稣所看顾。
So what makes Matthew a hero?
所以说，什么使 马太他可以被认为是一个英雄呢？
Matthew showed that a true friend was someone who accepts people right where they are.
马太就像我们展示了一个真正的朋友是一个一个朋友他完全的接受周围的人。
And loves them towards all that God wants them to be.
并且呢他爱他们而且他要把他们带到神面前来。
A true friend accepts people right where they are and loves them towards all that God wants them to be.
好，让我再说一遍，一个真正的朋友是接受他周围的人，就是接受他们的本相，并且呢爱他们，爱他们，把神带到他们面前，希望他们能够归顺神。
He didn't ask them to repent in order to gain entrance into the party.
他没有让马太和他的朋友去先悔改，然后他再进入这个聚会。
He accepted his friends right where they were.
他当时就接受了他们的这个聚会，接受了这些朋友。
And he loved them so much that he just had to introduce them to the person who had transformed him.
马太他就是爱他的这些朋友，所以说他迫切的希望介绍他们给耶稣。
He loved them towards all that God wanted them to be, transformed.
他就是爱他们，他也希望他们能够完全的被转变过来，来成为神所希望他们所成为的。
Now that's a true friend, that's a hero.
这个就是一个真朋友，这个就是一个英雄。
As I've been studying this party and thinking about this party,
当我在学习，当我在思考这个聚会的时候
，with Matthew, his rowdy friends, with the Pharisees and Jesus.
当我看到这个聚会里面有马太，还有他那些乌七八糟的朋友，还有法利赛人，还有耶稣。
I've had my world rocked.
我就突然想起我自己的这个生活。
20 years ago, I know where I would have been at this party.
20 years ago, 我知道很清楚，我可能就是这个聚会中间的一位。
I would have been partying and drinking with the sinners.
我可能就是在醉酒，并且在与这些罪人就是混在一起。
But today, when I look at my reflection in the mirror, more often I see the reflection of a Pharisee.
但是今天当我在镜子里面看到我自己的时候，我觉得我自己更像一个法利赛人。
Pharisees are more concerned about right belief.
法利赛人他们非常关心的是正确的信仰。
But forgot to be about right actions.
但是他们常常忘记正确的这个行为。
I saw in my own heart some of these tendencies.
我在我的心里面就常常能看到同样的倾向。
They were busy with their religious activities.
他们因为他们的宗教的各种的仪式非常的繁忙。
So busy that they did not have the time to do the good that God wanted them to be doing.
他们繁忙到一个程度，使得他们没有时间来做神希望他们做的善事。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你们一个例子。
Early one morning last week, as I was working on this sermon,
上个星期有一天早上很早的时候，我在准备我的这篇讲道。
It was seemingly the first quiet and productive time I had had in a while.
好像那个时间是我很久都没有这么好的一个非常安静，好像很有效率的早上的时间。
I heard some footsteps outside of my office.
我在准备的时候，我突然听到我的门外面有一些脚步的声音。
It was the tall Caucasian man who's been attending the English service for the past couple of months.
哦，我发现是一个比较高的白人，他在过去的几个月参加我们英文部的这个敬拜。
I immediately told him that I was busy and that he had to leave.
我马上告诉他我现在正在忙，对不起，他必须现在得离开。
Now, I have stopped to talk to this guy in the past.
我实际上与这个人在以前是有过谈话。
But he is sort of slow. He tends to repeat himself and has a lot of needs.
但是他好像就是非常的慢，而且他总是重复的说他说过的话，好像他还有很多的需要。
I judged him as unresponsive and somehow translated that into he was not worth my time.
我就在心里面判断他，认为他是一个没有反应的人，并且认为他不值得我跟他用一些时间。
My heart did not ache for him.
我的心没有因他而疼痛。
For his loneliness or his needs.
没有因为他的孤独或者是他的需要而疼痛。
Simply put, my heart did not ache for these same things that causes his heart to ache.
简单的说就是我的心没有让这个很多事情让他自己的心而疼痛的这些事情我自己没有能够亲自的能够体恤他。
God convicted me.
神说服了我。
The next morning, I invited him into my office and shared some juice and bread with him.
第二天早晨我就主动的邀请他来到我的办公室，并且我给他准备了一些面包和这个饮料。
We talked for a few minutes and he was on his way.
我们谈了几分钟然后他就走了。
This got me thinking.
这就让我思考。
How do our neighbors in and around CBCGL see us?
这让我思考，就是我们的邻居他们是怎么样看我们CBCGL教会的弟兄姊妹呢？
Do they see people who really care about them?
他们是不是看我们是非常关心他们的这样的一群人呢？
Or do they see us as religious busybodies focused only inwardly?
或者他们只是看到我们是一群对宗教非常有信仰，但是呢，我们非常的忙，而且是我们只关心我们自己呢。
And how does the world see us?
同时，这个世界是怎么样看我们的呢？
A friend of mine recently shared with me about a book he read called Unchristian by David Kinnaman.
我的一个朋友最近他给我提起一本书，这本书是被名字叫非基督徒，是一个叫 David 的人写的。
I haven't read it yet, but he shared the basic theme of it with me.
我没有读过，但是他跟我分享了其中的一些主要的线索。
David Kinnaman works with the Barna Research Group.
David, 这个大卫呢，他实际上是给 Barna 一个基督教的研究机构工作。
He's done some groundbreaking research into people's perceptions of the church, of those of us inside the church. Outside of the church, of those of us inside the church.
他做了很多的研究和统计，就是他观察在教会外面的人，他们是怎么样看待去教会的人。
Just one statistic.
一个统计数字。
Out of 24 million people between the ages of 16 and 29 who are outside of the church,
在有2400万人，他们没有去教会，他们是在16岁和29岁中间。
Less than half of a million see evangelicals in a positive light.
只有不到50万的人，他们看我们这个基督徒是有这个比较这个就是正面的眼光看。
Only 3% have a good impression of evangelical Christians.
只有3%的人对我们这个传福音的福音派的基督徒有好印象。
Also, most of the respondents were familiar with the story of Christianity, and many had even visited Christian churches.
实际上，他所调查的所有的这些人中间呢，他们大部分人都对基督教的这些故事很熟悉，并且呢，他们也去过基督教的教堂。
Why such a poor impression?
为什么基督徒的这个印象给人不好呢？
David Kinnaman says,
这本书的作者大卫他就说，
The primary reason outsiders feel hostile towards Christians
最主要的这个原因就是在教会外面的人他们对基督教有敌意。
And especially conservative Christians.
尤其是就是基督教里面的这个保守派。
Is not because of any theological perspective.
并不是因为从神学的这个角度。
What they react negatively to is our swagger.
他们真正的看我们负面不满意的是我们的这种自以为意。
How we go about things in,
okay. 我们如何的又因此来我们做事的这个方式。
In the sense of self-importance that we project.
同时我们自以为我们很重要，在我们做的各样事情上面反映出来。
In other words, people outside of the church see us the same way that Matthew's friends viewed the Pharisees.
换一句话说，在美国现今教会外面的人看我们，就好像是马太的这些朋友看当时的法利赛人一样。
Prideful, judgmental, hypocritical, not really caring about anyone but our own.
非常的骄傲，好判断人，同时也是假冒为善，并不真正的关心他们，而只关心我们自己。
I don't know how any of this affects you. Maybe you can relate, or maybe you don't.
我不知道我在这里面讲的这些，你的想法是怎么样？你可能也许能够有一些的这个体会。
But what an incredible opportunity we have.
但是今天我看到我们有一个难以相信的非常好的机会。
By being true friends,
做一个真正的朋友。
By who accepts people right where they are,
接受我们中间的朋友。
We will begin to change the perception that we are judgmental and self-righteous.
完全的接受我们中间的朋友，就是他们现在的本来的面目，我们就可以开始改变他们的这种印象，就是我们是好判断人和自以为意的。
By being true friends who love people towards all that God wants for them.
做一个真正的朋友，并且把我们这些把我们的周边的人带到神面前。
Then we will become known for what we are for, rather than what we are against.
这样我们就会更容易被人这个接受，我们就会被人知道我们是为什么是成为基督徒的，而不是被人反对。
Whether people's perceptions of us change or not,
不管人对我们的印象改不改变。
We will be following who Christ called us to be.
我们都需要跟随耶稣，跟随耶稣让成为耶稣当时所呼召我们成为的。
True friends who utilize the superpower of friendship to care for the people around us.
一个真正的朋友， 并且用这个友谊的这样一种特殊的能力来关怀关心我们周围的人。
What an opportunity and what a privilege.
这是一个多大的这个机会，也是一个多大的特权。
Matthew, our unsung hero.
马太，我们的无名英雄。
Having experienced this kind of acceptance and love.
他自己就亲身经历了这样的一种被耶稣所接受。
This true friendship.
这种真正的友谊。
Turns and offers this same opportunity to his marginalized friends.
然后他转过来把这样的机会，把这样的这个友谊带给他那些被人遗忘的朋友。
He accepts his friends right where they are and loves them too much to leave them there.
他首先接受他们朋友本来的这个面目，同时他就是爱他们，以至于他不愿意让他们看到他们的朋友如此的沉沦下去。
He loves them toward all that God wants them to be by introducing them to Jesus.
他带他们到神面前来，并且把耶稣介绍给他们。
So where are you at this party?
所以说你会在这个聚会的什么地方呢？
Who do you go and sit beside?
你会在什么地方走动，并且跟谁坐下呢？
Who are the marginalized and the forgotten around you?
在你周围有哪些是无人理会的，或者是被人遗忘的朋友呢？
Are you and I a true friend like Matthew?
你和我，我们是真正的像马太一样的这样的真正的朋友吗？
And what about us as a church?
那看看我们的教会呢？
Would the marginalized and the forgotten feel comfortable coming here?
是不是我们周围这些被人遗忘的或者是没有人理会的朋友，他们愿意来到我们中间呢？
Let's continue to grow in becoming the church that accepts all people.
让我们继续的就是成长，让我们成为一个教会，接受所有的人。
By loving them where they are, all towards God wants them to be.
接受他们，并且爱他们，带他们到耶稣面前。
I believe that CBCGL has some unsung heroes who inspire us to be a true friend.
我相信我们的教会 CBCGL 也有很多无名的英雄，他们给我很多的这个激励，成为一个真正的朋友。
Although I didn't ask this sister, I hope she doesn't mind me using her as an example.
尽管我没有事先请求这位姊妹的同意，我希望她不要介意我用她的名字。
Sister Amy Chung has consistently and unconditionally accepted people right where they are.
徐佳梅姊妹她总是并且是无条件的这个接受很多的朋友，她周围的人。
All the while, never losing sight of all God wants them to be.
同时他从来没有忘记过要带他们到上帝面前来。
This has created some messy situations when Amy didn't always know what to do or say.
常常就是，这也是形成了很多很那个复杂的情况。Amy 就是姊妹，她常常也不知道该怎么样来对待。
But by cooking meals, babysitting children, taking people to the doctor.
但是她就是通过这个做饭做菜，带小孩，带这些朋友去见医生。
Or simply providing company to a person in pain.
或者是就是简单的来伴随有需要的有在痛苦中的朋友。
She has been a true friend.
他就成为真正是一个真正的朋友。
Occasionally there are open doors to pray with and to share the gospel.
那么有的时候也有机会，就是他可以跟他的朋友一起的祷告，并且分享福音。
but always being a true friend first.
但是他总是先成为他们一个真正的朋友。
Loving and accepting people right where they are.
就是爱他们，并且是照他们的本相，完全的接受他们。
And how about Pastor Chen?
那么我们的陈牧师呢？
When I think of him, I think people over programs.
当我想到他的时候，我就想到这个人是在我们的仪式的上面。
Quietly and behind the scenes, he too has been a true friend.
非常的，他非常的这个安静，也常常在幕后，但是呢，他也是一个真正的朋友。
He is never too busy to care for a brother or sister in need.
他从来没有因为事工太忙而没有去这个关心弟兄姊妹的需要。
He continues to meet with Haitao and support the family.
他是继续的这个扶持海涛和他的家庭。
He continues to meet with brothers and sisters, discipling and counseling.
他是继续的与弟兄姊妹聚会，并且是给他们这个教导和这个辅导。
Accepting people right where they are and loving them towards all that God wants them to be.
他就是照他们的本相来接受他们，并且爱他们。把他们带到神面前，成为神所想看见他们所成为的。
By bringing them to the only one who can truly create change, Jesus Christ.
他就是把他们带到这个唯一的真神面前，只有这个真神才能够带来生命的变化。
What about you and me?
那么你和我呢？
Let's be true friends.
让我们就是做真正的朋友。
By accepting people right where they are.
照我们周围朋友的这个本相来接受他们。
And loving them towards all that God wants them to be.
并且爱他们，带领他们到神面前，使他们成为神所想让他们成为的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父。